My name is Matilda Zijena, and welcome to Walk the Talk, the podcast. She says she is living her dream. Jacqueline Mugido, popularly known as Jackie Mugido or just Jackie, is a Zimbabwean-born renowned celebrity makeup artist, stylist, and entrepreneur who is based in Hollywood. She is the founder and CEO of what we know in Zimbabwe as Volt Cosmetics, which recently rebranded to Jackie Mugido Cosmetics. She is a makeup artist to the stars, darling. She has done makeup for some of Hollywood's top celebrities such as Neo, John Legend, LL Cool J, Snoop Dogg, Denzel Washington, Sylvester Stallone, Wiz Khalifa, and Gayle King, just to name a few. She has worked as a makeup artist on the sets of some of Hollywood's top productions in terms of TV shows and movies. Jackie has won numerous awards, amongst them the Dynamic Startup Business Award at the 2015 edition of the African Women Awards. In 2017, she became a brand ambassador for Legacy Lifestyle, an exclusive high-end rewards program. She is married to Kesani Mugido, and together they have a lovely daughter named Munya. I sat down to a very energetic and bubbly conversation with Jackie to find out how she juggles different time zones, multiple countries, varying cultures, as well as her Hollywood career as a makeup artist and her growth strategy for Jackie Mugido Cosmetics. I found her to be every bit the warm, open, and friendly online personality that we have all come to love. Hey Jackie.
Hi.
Welcome to Walk the Talk.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Jackie. I can't start this conversation without referring to your current loss. My condolences for the loss of your father. How are you coping with that loss?
You know, it's so funny because my dad passed a month ago, and we've only managed to bring him to Zimbabwe a month later.
Wow.
So I went through the grieving and still grieving.
Yeah.
But you know what's so interesting? Now it's almost like a celebration of his life.
Yes.
And he's actually arriving tomorrow. It's interesting how you're on social media and you're grieving and you're like, what do I post, what do I not post? But the day of his death, I am actually going to have it in my Insta story and show the celebration.
Lovely. I've actually seen that on social media that you've been celebrating his life already.
Yes.
Which is lovely.
Absolutely.
Jackie, you are a celebrity makeup artist.
Yes.
To the stars, darling. How did that come about? What was that aha moment that got you thinking, I want to be a makeup artist?
So, when I was younger, I was very insecure about my looks. And I found a path as an artist that I could find a place where I could hide and do whatever I wanted.
Right.
And makeup was my hiding place. I started it off by just working for different brands and decided to pursue it seriously by going to a school.
You went to the Hollywood.
Yes. Makeup designery.
Yes.
And I did a year there and I did a master's program.
Right.
And the master's
a year there?
Yeah.
All you needed was a year for all this.
A year, and of course you have to work in the industry, and that's where the experience comes in.
Right.
So it was a year, and then now I have 19 years under my belt.
19 years?
19 years
wow.
under my belt, yes.
And you can actually tell because you do such amazing work.
Oh,
I was just
you.
Doing some research on you, and I looked at some of the videos that you did back when you were at the designery.
Yes, makeup designery.
Makeup designery place. And I thought, you've really grown and matured. Your videos are more bubbly now, but back then you were a bit more to the script, I think.
Oh my God, totally. 1+1=2. Yes.
Okay. So you recently rebranded Volt Cosmetics to Jackie Mugido Cosmetics.
Yes.
I thought that was a really smart move.
Thank you.
Who guides your brand strategy?
You guys.
Right. Right.
Funny enough, the Zimbabwean family, I call it Zimbabwean family, because everything that I do is around what the Zimbabwean people are saying to me.
Right.
So here I was, I kept on being told that you cannot have an African brand that pretty much has a line that caters to white, Asian, any other. And I said, you know what? I'm going to use mine.
Yes.
I'm going to use my name. We're going to be known.
But you are particularly so, the face of Vault, what we know in Zimbabwe is Vault.
Yes.
And so what are you going to do about the fact that we as Zimbabweans own that brand as Vault Cosmetics? And now it's Jackie Mugido Cosmetics. What do we do with that?
I'm keeping it as Vault Cosmetics here.
Are you keeping it as
in
Zimbabwe today?
Yes, everybody's like, I've been vaulted, so now we have to keep it as is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, because we own that brand now. It's like our brand.
Personal.
So personal.
It's personal. I cannot change that. It's personal.
I know. You've nailed social media marketing. Like literally. And you've personalized all of your platforms. Was that on purpose for you?
That would be me. That's who I am.
Yes.
You know, everything about me is just, it's very open. And I want people to know who I am and know that I'm a real person that goes through real stuff.
Right.
And I own a brand.
Absolutely. And what has been that experience for you? Have you found it more effective? Do you use traditional platforms for communicating? Or are you literally just interacting on social platforms for the brand?
Everything. All the above. You know, and I found it's great because it's so personal.
Yes.
Like people contact me, they want to know what is going on, what is it, and they're also relating to, hey, listen, oh my God, she also goes through what I go through.
Absolutely. And I remember last year, I think it was 2017 or 2016, I can't remember, I got in touch with you because I was hosting a fundraiser for Vanna Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very, you know, on the dot, she said, get hold of someone from my office and find out what they can do to help you because I wanted some sort of sponsorship deal to go with. And you didn't say, oh, sorry, we don't do that, or give me some sort of corporate talk.
Right.
You said to me, go right ahead and speak to someone right at our offices in
Ireland. Oh, that's good. So I'm glad I did that.
Thank you very much. And so we'll just talk a bit about the business and your starting point. I read somewhere, and you don't know if it's true when you read stuff, that when you invested in what was Vault Cosmetics and now Jackie Mugido, you lost some money at the beginning, about
$60,000?
$65,000, $75,000. You've got the figures right.
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of money.
What happened there? What was that? Was that growth? What was that?
You know what it is? My husband's like, we didn't lose money. That's what business is all about.
Exactly.
Basically, I started off by branding. And for those people that don't know what branding is, it's basically you go to a factory, they tell you, choose your products, you put your name on it, and it's done.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I did that. And it didn't work.
It didn't work?
It didn't work.
Was it not Vault?
It was Vault, but it didn't work because I did not have the chemist of my own. I didn't want to be like all those other brands.
You had it subcontracted?
I had it subcontracted, and it wasn't me, and, you know, it was here, but I could, the insecurities of knowing that it's not mine.
Right.
And I think that actually came across.
Okay.
You know, I
so
mean,
you had no control, is it?
I had no control. Hey, listen, I want to control my foundations. I want to put oil, not oil. And they don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, this is what we're giving you. You put your name on it and sell it like you believe it. So I thought it was a big fat lie.
Right. And $60,000 or whatever, $70,000 later, you decided.
Yeah, I decided, you know what, we're going to change all that. I'm going to get a real chemist.
Yes.
Only to find out that it's $10,000 per product.
Oh, my goodness.
But I was blessed enough and tenacious enough to look for somebody
you
who
are.
Believed
right.
in what I'm doing.
Right. In growing Vault Cosmetics, and I'd love to say Jackie, but you see, you can see I'm struggling with it.
Vault.
In growing Vault Cosmetics, you have literally created employment for a lot of Zimbabweans, both male and female.
It's amazing.
What does that make you feel? How does that make
you
feel?
Let me tell you, there is no drug like it.
I am.
I
so
mean,
sure.
That is my drug right there.
I know.
Listen, I walk around and I see women with lipstick and I get all these makeup artists and like, oh my God, I was watching this tutorial and I did a wedding today and I made some money. There's a girl that recently just texted me. She goes, I'm paying for my brother's school fees.
Imagine
I'm
that.
I'm paying. I am like, stop it right now. This is freaking exciting.
That's an amazing legacy that you're creating for yourself.
Wow, I just want my daughter to know that helping other people is the highest of highs.
Absolutely.
Did you know that helping other people is like an endorphin.
Absolutely.
So if we did more of that, can you imagine?
Absolutely.
It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be. And the other thing is, when you help someone, it comes back to you tenfold, doesn't it?
I hope so.
Yes, it does. It does. Absolutely. Karma, the karma effect.
The karma.
Listen, you know, karma, karma comes back to you. Yeah. And so outside of Zimbabwe, you've got presence now, brick and mortar presence in Kenya
and
Uganda.
And
you also have online presence through your online store.
Yes, and Amazon.
Yes.
Up. Can what I just tell you?
Who called who?
So, well, one of my celebrity clients was like, you need to be on Amazon.
Right.
And not on Amazon as like you trying to get on Amazon, because you can do that. But you need to get someone at Amazon to carry you. And that's what happened. They called us.
Yes.
Talked to them.
Right.
And that's what happened. It happened.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was big.
You in Kenya, you've partnered with a distributor called Linton Beauty World. And you've termed them the Sephora of Kenya.
Oh, 100%. They're the biggest distributor.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Who's the, who runs that?
Oh my God, this freaking awesome lady, Dr. Joyce, is like the bomb. So she started a pharmaceutical, she was a pharmacist, started a pharmaceutical company.
Right, I should have studied pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And but what was the chemistry, was it, that you study?
Right. And she realized that women in Kenya did not have makeup. So she started bringing it in from the States, and now she's got more than 12 stores. She's also the franchise for MAC Cosmetics.
Right.
Yeah.
So and there's no, obviously no competition because people have got choices there.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know. There's, oh my God, I am sitting amongst the Estee Lauders, the Clarins, the big boys.
Lovely. So you are now playing with the big boys.
I'm playing with the big boys. It's actually kind of funny.
Imagine.
Because I'm like, this little Zimbabwean.
Imagine. And how many years to get to this point? What is that? So you launched Bold Cosmetics in Zimbabwe.
7 years ago.
7 years ago. And now.
Yeah, we're still growing, hey? I mean,
well, absolutely.
This is like, I'm in the, so you know, you have the crawling stage, right?
Yes.
I'm in the walking stage.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And how does that feel? Every stage of growth.
You know, this morning I was actually thinking about that because I'm so hard on myself. I'm like, I don't know if we're even growing. I'm not making money.
These days
I'm not
like
making
those.
Money. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes, walks up to me and said, you've changed my life. And I'm like, okay.
Yes, you do. And you are changing lives. You are changing lives. Which country next? Where to next?
We've got a couple of countries lined up. We've got Congo. We've got Tanzania. We're talking to. They have a lot of rules and regulations in Ethiopia. We're actually trying to get into England, and England really has loads of rules and regulations.
Really?
But we are doing a beauty show in England in August. I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow, so that can only be exciting. There's a lot of people from the diaspora.
Yeah,
I mean, from Africa, who are waiting for you to come there.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Yeah, we did a pop-up in England, but now we're actually doing a makeup show. We're actually going to have presents. Pretty exciting. Awesome. I haven't thought about it now until now. Kind of panics a bit.
Okay. Oh my God. Don't panic. You've got this. You've
got
this.
I got this.
You just have to bring your personality. Be yourself.
Be. Just be.
Yeah. What mistakes do you think you've made, and what lessons have you learned in this growth
point?
Okay. Yeah.
Mistakes?
Yeah.
Most mistakes that I've made, listen, I'm a makeup artist. I'm not a business person.
Yes.
So, of course.
Right.
You know, going back to business school is a good idea.
Yes.
And I didn't have the opportunity to do that, and I kind of learned the expensive way by kind of getting into it and making mistakes along the way.
But
and
that's
I still am.
Absolutely.
So that's one of my mistakes. Get someone who understands business, like right off the bat.
That is right.
So we'll help you. Get professionals. That's a big one for me. You know, in
that's
Zimbabwe,
right.
We hear. And somebody recommends somebody who recommends somebody, and then all of a sudden,
nepotism,
like, example,
and all kinds of things.
I got accountants, but it wasn't a real accountant, it was actually more of a bookkeeper, and now we're in trouble with Zimbra.
So, yes, because Zimbra will come knocking.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at Zimbra like, what are you talking about? And they're like, well, your accountant was supposed to do this and that, and again,
they didn't submit their returns.
Right, that's because my team didn't do a good job in researching, you know, somebody tells somebody, and then of course we hire them, and then this is the disaster we come up with.
That is right. I mean, you're an entrepreneur, and an entrepreneur starts even without everything in place. You just have to get started, don't you?
Do it.
You just have to do it.
Just do it.
And then you learn as you go.
Yes.
And then you get people that are qualified for the specific aspects.
Absolutely.
And you do what you're good at, and they'll do what they're good at.
Yeah.
And you grow like that.
And
obviously, that's what you've done.
And also, paying for people's crafts is very important.
That's right.
You know, it's cost me more money. More money. When I get people that I refer to me on a, hey, let me do it on a budget. So now I don't do that anymore. I might as well pay for the food.
Absolutely, because you know,
cheap costs more than it is so expensive. Yeah. Cheap is so expensive.
Oh yeah. My God, yeah.
I read somewhere that at some point you worked as a maid.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Was that your experience coming out of Zimbabwe into the diaspora, into the United States? Or what was that?
2 years into the United States, I didn't have work papers, yes. So I was a maid and a babysitter.
I know about that experience.
Yes. Fast forward a couple years later, I was a real maid now.
She says I was a real maid.
I was like a CC.
I know.
Yeah, like a real CC.
I know. I mean, people need to know about that experience of traveling out of your own home country.
Can I just tell you, it humbles you.
It does.
I grew up a pretty decent life.
Yes.
We had maids.
Yes.
We lived in a beautiful home.
Absolutely.
And my dad was the best because he worked really hard for everything. So I lived a pretty privileged life.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, I get to the States and I'm like, wait, what? Privilege?
What? I need to do what?
But you know what was so important? My mom
used
to always say to us, my maid is my maid. I'm the one that's paying.
And so you did your own stuff.
You did your own stuff. And your own bed and all that stuff.
That's right. That's with most Zimbabwean families. An African family.
Yeah.
So I know about that experience. So that schooled you, didn't it?
It schooled me. So by the time I got there, I just went back into
that mode and
said, hey, listen, gotta do what I gotta do.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely, I understand that. I was in Australia 5 years ago studying for a bachelor's degree.
So you know.
And I had to start a cleaning business because, quite frankly, if I hadn't done that, I would have not been able to pay for my fees. And the decision was either to do that or to come back home. So I decided to start a cleaning business, decided to employ African students, Indians, you know, helpful. And then, so that was awesome. And 5 years later, I walked out of Australia or flew out. Kudos to that. I wish there was a video so that we could have seen.
They heard our claps.
High five.
We high five.
I know. So that was an experience. And so in any case, as a celebrity makeup artist, well, so made to celebrity makeup artist, in Hollywood, no less.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen for you? At what point did you transition from just a makeup artist with people calling for weddings and then moving into Hollywood?
So, you know, being at a makeup school, a lot of times you do a lot of free movies. And within those free movies, there's always a director that knows another director. I worked with Alonda Jones, who's like a big star at that time. And he was a 7-Up guy.
Right.
And from there, you know, that got me to work with Snoop Dogg. And then from there, it got me to work
Snoop
with
Dogg.
A whole bunch of people and my biggest stars, the people that I grew up watching, Sylvester Stallone.
Imagine that.
And so it started off with doing things for free, and then you start getting paid for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg, you said. How is Snoop Dogg?
He's actually
do you guys,
awesome.
Do you have him on speed dial?
Yeah.
Do you?
It doesn't work that way. It doesn't really work that way in Hollywood. He does know me as Africa, so it's just good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie, as an entrepreneur, what problem do you think you're solving? Because that is what entrepreneurs do. They solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
What problems are you solving?
Employment. Self-sufficiency.
Right.
Very important.
Absolutely.
You know, making women realize that, man, you can use your hands. It's very important. You might have a degree and everything.
Yes.
But using your hands takes you a long way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, brains and hands. Hands, super important.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of content creation going on in Zimbabwe at the moment. There's a lot of people coming up with shows and coming up with all sorts of things. There's a lot of players that have come on board in terms of providing the platform for people to do to showcase their content. Not only that, we also have online platforms, you know, digital spaces where people are sharing their content. We're actually on Anchor right now because we can do it. So that's another platform that we can use to communicate.
Right.
Now, have you partnered with any local production houses, ABC, Crescent TV, any of those to offer your makeup services?
It's very interesting because those particular platforms, I don't think they even understand how important makeup is.
That's true.
So trying to partner with them, you have to start from an educational point of view.
That's right.
Because in their heads, they just like, those people do their own makeup.
We're not paying for that.
Or they'll hire people that are inexperienced, and for me it's a waste of time.
That's right.
Because I'm trying to give them the best education as possible, and they have no idea what they have.
And you've put your name on there, so you don't want to do a rush job and then be told to just keep this and just keep, you know.
Because what I realized, like a lot of these production rooms.
Yes.
They don't understand that when somebody has their makeup on, they'll do their level best.
Absolutely.
It's like wearing a cape. We absolutely. On set, everybody's important, but we are really important. Because
it is so true.
When a star comes into my trailer.
Yes.
And sits down.
With all of their insecurities.
I set the mood for them.
Absolutely.
And we're very long way.
Before we can get to that point. I like how you say that you put on your cape.
Makeup is your cape.
Oh, that is so
true. You know, like, have you ever seen, what do stars do when they don't have makeup on? They wear these big shades.
I know, and they're walking in just to get to the makeup artist's chair.
And when they're around shopping, what are they doing?
All covered up.
But let me tell you something. When they have their makeup on, you know their asses are calling the paparazzi to come wherever they are so they can be seen.
Absolutely. So, they're like, tell them that I'm out here.
Hairstylist, makeup artist, stylist.
So important. Yeah. So important. What has been the worst makeup trend, do you think?
Oh my gosh. In this? The square brow.
The square brow.
Stop it. It has never been in. It will never be in. Stop it right now.
No, Jackie, what do you mean though? Wasn't that, who created it? Because you know there was a time where the square brow was actually doing the round.
No, I don't think it was a trend. It came from someone looking at Kim Kardashian and thinking that that is exactly the way it's supposed to be. The problem is Kim Kardashian's eyebrows are so dark.
Yes.
So everybody thought that is the way, and she's so pretty.
That's right.
That even if she puts anything on, it doesn't look as bad.
That's right.
So everybody and their mama started saying, well, you know what? I'm a makeup artist.
Brow.
I'm going to square that brow again. Never in. It'll never be in. Stop it.
Thank you for saying that. Who inspires you in the beauty industry? Or what brands or a particular person?
Actually, the real people that come in here and get their makeup on inspire me, because what tends to happen is, even though people watch tutorials and everything,
yes,
and they really want to be what they're not, a lot of times when they come in and start getting their makeup done, they evolve into what they really want to be.
Right.
So that is, to me, so inspiring, because it makes me work.
Makes me
think about the craft. It makes me think of what I'm doing.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, so I need to learn my craft a little bit more and realize I am doing makeup for that individual.
Wow. So your customers inspire you.
My customers inspire me.
That's
for
so
sure.
Lovely. What is the must-have makeup item that every woman should have in her bag?
Brow pen. Brow pen and foundation.
Yes.
And powder.
Yes.
Your life.
Yes, I have a brow pen.
Brow
and
pen
I can
everything.
Tell you it's life.
Right?
It's
yes.
Because,
like, yep.
What is the best piece of advice that you have ever received as a woman, as an entrepreneur?
Right.
Yes.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself.
Because when you know better, you do better, is it?
100%. Forgive yourself. Because you know what it is?
Yeah.
We're so busy being so hard on ourselves. We pretend as women. We're out there and we're like, oh, you know what? I'm the bomb. And you walk out there like whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're beating yourself up.
Yeah.
And that's when people become mean and nasty. And then if you forgive yourself, then you realize, hey, I'm a human being. I make mistakes. And guess what? This is who I am.
I know.
So you forgive other people.
It helps you grow, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to learn from those lessons, from those mistakes. Now, what is the best advice that you would give another entrepreneur or another person that is trying to get into this beauty business or cosmetics business? What sort of advice?
Learn your craft.
Yeah.
Intern. When you're interning, it's better to make a mistake on somebody else's time
than
somebody else's money.
That's right. And that's your money then, because you're the one that's taking the interns.
100%.
How many interns do you take in a year?
Oh my God, so many. I can't even count. Too many. Too many. I don't even know. I mean, as you guys see,
good.
People come in and out of work all the time and they evolve.
Yeah, exactly. So what you're then doing is creating skills as well.
Yeah.
For your
skills. They go out there and start their own thing. I'm good to go. I sell a brand. I don't care if I make 10,000 makeup artists.
Exactly. What book have you read that has inspired you or that you're reading at the moment?
So
that you put
when
into
I,
life?
So I haven't read a book in a long time, but then the book that always inspires me and I tell everybody about it is Mutant Message. It's an Australian author.
Okay.
That book changed my life completely.
Right.
It taught me about human beings, and it taught me about the strength that we have in terms of energy. like right. the energy that we put out there. It's
absolutely.
So amazing.
It's so important, isn't it?
Everybody will laugh at me all the time because they're like, you always talk about the energy.
Listen, it is so true.
So true.
And it then comes back to the point of spirituality, doesn't it? I mean, really.
To me, everything is spiritual. Everything is, I mean, everything, you know? Like, I'm such a spiritual person.
Absolutely.
Energy person.
Yes.
Those things are
real. Energy is real.
Yeah.
I've heard Oprah saying, take responsibility for the energy that you bring to me or bring into the room. It is so true.
Yep.
And you've got great energy.
Yeah.
Jackie, you're married to Ketani Megiddo.
Yes.
Did I say it that right?
Is Ketani Megiddo.
Ketani Megiddo.
Actually, no, he is Jewish American.
Is he Jewish American? Where did you meet him? Did you not meet him in Zimbabwe?
He's Jewish American through his mom, but he is actually also Zimbabwean. His dad was born in Mozambique, moved to Zimbabwe.
Right.
And I don't know where they got Megiddo from.
Right.
And then his mom is blue-eyed, blonde hair, Jewish woman.
Lovely.
Yes, they both passed on.
Oh, really? Shame. That's sad. But how long have you been married then? How long?
24 years.
Jackie, stop it.
Yep, 24 years.
24 years? Well, you need to give us some lessons on how to do stuff like that. Well, maybe me, not everyone. I need some lessons in any case. Let's
100%.
Move on.
The trick is to not, for both of you, not to fall out of love at the same time. Because you won't.
Wow. There's moments when that will happen.
Oh my God, totally.
Wow. So someone has to be there holding down the fort.
So somebody has to still be in love. So to both fall out of love at the same time.
That's it.
That's it.
That's amazing. I never heard it put that way.
Yeah, well, my father-in-law taught me that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
That was great advice. How does your husband compliment you?
Oh, God, in every way. Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. You know how you don't want to say, oh, my God, my husband's the best? Because, I don't know, you put out the energy out there.
I know.
You know, it's like that. You keep posting your husband on Instagram or Facebook,
exactly.
And then all of a sudden you're divorced.
I know. What do you do with all those?
But no, my husband's the best. How does he compliments me so much? Like, he is like, he's so good with my daughter. He's the one that looks after my daughter and realizes I have a dream. He's the one that is man enough to say, hey, listen, you're the one that can go out there, you're the one that can start the business. I'm going to be out here holding down the wall.
That is lovely.
He's freaking amazing.
That is lovely. Do you feel that you're living your dream?
Oh my God, every day.
Yeah.
I honestly believe I'm living my dream, and especially with, you know, when you're going through tragedy and the best place that you can hide is in what you do. I'm actually glad that the passing of my father at this really hard time,
yes,
I have it here. Because I have friends that pick me up and friends that come here with a bottle of champagne.
Absolutely.
We sit at the store and we drink it.
That's true. That is true. Well, that is what we are about, isn't it? We are about family in Zimbabwe. So, Jackie, we're going to our last section of the interview. We're going to do 10 quick questions. So you can answer them either one word or one word answers, or even just one-liners.
Yep.
Who is your favorite Hollywood star to work with?
Sylvester Stallone.
Really? Why is that?
Because he said to me one day when I was doing his makeup, he said, Jackie, he said, we have the easiest jobs in the whole world.
Right.
And I said, why do you say that? He goes, because all we do is get on set, eat. I do what I love, you do what I love, what you love.
Yeah.
And we should really feel blessed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I like the fact that he's like a gazillionaire.
Good.
But he's still doing that.
That's true. Can you describe Zimbabwe in three words?
Resilience, happy, hope.
That's good. Can you describe yourself in a hashtag?
Crazy.
Hashtag crazy. I would say hashtag energetic, hashtag bubbly. What is the one thing people don't know about your career?
That I do special effects, that I actually like making monsters.
Really?
Yeah.
So that when we start to have thrillers in Zimbabwe, you'd be that person to call.
Oh, I love it. I love special effects. I love blood. I love scars. I love stuff like that.
Lovely. What is your favorite time of the day?
At 4 o'clock when the sun is going down and the lighting is everything.
Really? Is it?
100%.
Oh, I had no idea. Is it?
Yes.
At 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock. Well, 4 o'clock depending on what part of the world you're in.
Right. Jackie, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Zimbabwe, 10 World South, P.O. Box 4404.
So you've got that. You can't forget that.
Oh my God, totally not. That's where I grew up.
Do you speak any other languages?
Shona.
Besides English and Shona.
Shona and very little of Ndebele. My mother's Ndebele.
Yeah.
And I'm a total loser because I don't know how to speak the language, even though I think it is the most romantic.
It is just amazing. My mom's Ndebele as well.
Do you speak it?
Nyakuruma, just a little bit. What words can you say? What words can you say?
What? Oh, first of all, you just beat me in Kaluma, so then...
Kaluma? No!
So forget it. I'm not even going to say
you know.
Wait. Indaba zakuqala.
Oh, that's good. Indaba zakuqala. That's
pretty good. Oh, yeah. Okay, I got somebody here going, really, people? Really? That is definitely not. Wow. That's like saying I speak French.
I know. spiritual or religious?
Spiritual.
Right. Window seat or aisle seat?
Oh my God, window seat for sure. I'm obsessed.
And you travel a lot, so
yes,
you get to a
I'm
point.
I'm always sitting in the window seat. Always.
Heels it's or sneakers? Heels. Heels out here doing the makeup all day long.
This is me.
I can see that. I know.
This is the funny part though.
Yeah.
I'm in heels here.
Yeah.
And then in the States when I'm working on set, we're not allowed to wear heels.
Well, of course, because I reckon it just would distract you.
Well,
kind of.
Besides, we will fall and then they'll have to pay for it.
Yes, and it's all those insurance
So things. In America, I'm in full on sneakers all day, every day.
Love stuff. Lovely. Jackie, this was awesome.
You
are the real deal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inspiring us to all that you do. I mean, I love watching your video tutorials. Keep doing them.
Thank you.
Keep growing the brand vault. And now Jackie Ngido Cosmetics.
Thank
we are watching this space.
By the way, you're so pretty.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I usually tell that to my guests. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. There you have it, Zimbabwe. Jackie Ngido, the founder and CEO of Jackie Ngido Cosmetics, what we know in Zimbabwe as Volt Cosmetics. I hope you have been inspired by this podcast. Until next time, walk the talk in your life. You never know. I might be interviewing you next. Bye.
That is amazing.
So, you know, I have somebody for you to interview.
Do you? I would love that.